You, I assume, are in receipt of the governor's letter. He says he'll veto this bill. I was just wondering your reaction and if you want to talk a little bit about your support for it.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for giving me the opportunity to get the word out. And what we're asking for is what is the proposed rule, the proposed nitrogen rule? We want to see it. And, you know, the department and the administration has been working on this for quite a while. We'll give them that. And I do recognize the fact that they did go around the state and held a number of meetings. And that was done last year, June through August, I believe, of 2017. And then the department around that time also put out information that said that they would have the revised draft rule after they take into consideration all the comments. They'd have the revised draft rule and post the rule for final public review. That was going to be the summer or fall of 2017. And then when they came back earlier this year and said that that will be posted sometime late May, that's when we being legislators, myself included, that's when we really became concerned. Because what happens in late May? The legislature adjourns and we all go home. We want to see what this proposed rule is, and we have a number of reasons why we're basing this push to get what the rules are so that, again, we can weigh in on this. So that's the thought.
The backers of this proposed rule say that there's a problem with nitrate infiltration into groundwater, not only in the kind of the central and southeast swath of Minnesota along the Mississippi River, but also in some areas of the Southwest, and there are some communities that have municipal water supplies that would be affected by this proposed rule. So what they are saying is that this is a matter of drinking water safety. How do you respond to that?
Well, everybody, including myself and I'd say farmers, everybody wants to make sure that we have safe drinking water. There's no question about it. And when the original proposed rule was brought forward, if you remember those interactive maps that were released, the department admittedly said that they were wrong. Initially, there was a tremendous amount of pushback saying, look how this is going to impact us. And the new interactive maps came out, and they were, I believe, USDA and NRCS soil maps, and addressing where the sensitive areas are and the karst region. And so people were able to get on board even more and say, all right, now we're starting to understand this. But there has been mistake that has been made along the way. It will really put farmers back on their heels saying, wait a minute. No, this isn't what's actually taking place. And why are you many fears are, why are you overstepping your bounds? Whether it's, like I said, interactive soil maps, whether it's the additional penalties that was recently proposed by Bowser's. What we want to know specifically is what are the rules that you're proposing to change? And I can't sit here and say that I'm for or against it because I simply haven't seen it. That's all we're asking for at this point. Show us what it is that you're going to be making changes of, and therefore we can actually give you an open and honest opinion on where we stand.
And for the folks out there who are not real familiar with us, just give us a quick thumbnail of exactly what your bill does, if you don't mind, please.
Well, actually, it's the backer bill, and the backer bill was introduced, of course, by Representative Backer, and basically what it does is it will prohibit the governor and or the administration from implementing these rules until the legislature has the ability to weigh in on it. And so the governor is also, we're taking the backer bill, and it'll probably be rolled into an omnibus agriculture finance bill. And that's why my name's tagged onto it. But again, it simply states that these rules cannot go into place until the legislature has the ability to weigh in on this.